Hello and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. I am your host today, Elizabeth Kay. I host the morning show on 99.1 The Mix, where you can also hear this interview. It will also be airing on our sister stations, 103.7 Kiss FM, 1250 AM The Fan, and Hot 105.7. Now, March is National Kidney Month. Believe it or not, one in three adults in America, or 33%, are at risk for kidney disease, and most people don't even know it. If you're Hispanic or Black, your risk might be even higher. This is why we ask, are you the 33%? The answer could save your life. Now, there are several health conditions that put you at a higher risk for kidney disease, like type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and being overweight. We also now are hearing that anyone who has had COVID-19 could be at a higher risk of developing kidney issues. Today, we have some folks from the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin here to talk with us and answer our questions about kidney health and what to look out for to protect your kidneys. As some of you may know, I am a proud living kidney donor. I donated a kidney, hard to believe, almost a year ago. So this is near and dear to my kidney and heart. In April, we dedicate the month to organ donation with Donate Life Month. But this month, in March, we talk prevention and strategy with National Kidney Month to do our best to keep our kidneys healthy. So I want to thank our guests today who are joining me on the air. Dr. Malik is joining us as the medical advisor and vice chair on the board of directors for the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin. Hello, Dr. Malik. Thanks for being on with me today.
Thank you so much for giving us this time.
Absolutely. We are hoping to build awareness and save lives. And we also have Mike Crowley, who's become a good friend of mine in the past year. He is the CEO for the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin. Mike, great to talk with you again.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thanks for having us today.
So, Dr. Malik, I'd like to start with the basics. Can you please tell our audience what it is that our kidneys do for us?
Okay. We have two kidneys, as you know, and each one of them is about the size of an adult fist. They are located on either side of the spine, just below the rib cage. They are small organs, but they do a lot of complicated and complex functions. Some of them are very vital. And they keep the rest of the body and the organs in a balance. For example, the kidneys help remove waste products from the body. They also help remove excessive fluids. They filter blood, and they actually reabsorb or keep in things that are important for the body. So they are kind of the green part of the body, and they remove the others, which the body doesn't need. Kidneys also make a hormone that leads to the production of red blood cells. They make vitamins like vitamin D that are essential for control of growth and bone health. They release hormones that regulate our blood pressure. So in sense, they are regulating the fluid and the waste products in the body. They are regulating blood pressure, red blood cells, and amount of some essential nutrients like calcium, potassium, phosphorus, and magnesium.
Yeah, our kidneys are very important organs. Thank you for that, Dr. Malik. And it's important to note that with 33% of Americans at risk for kidney disease, there are some warning signs or risk factors you can look out for, correct? What would some of those be?
So there are a number of environmental factors, genetic factors, social factors that can lead to the risk of kidney disease. Some of these social determinants of health include chronic conditions, such as high blood pressure, diabetes, also called sugar diabetes or sugar disease. And actually, diabetes is number one cause of kidney disease in this country.
Yeah.
Then you have conditions, autoimmune conditions like lupus. And then you have these genetic conditions like being overweight, being obese, smoking. And then there is genetics. There are a lot of genetic diseases and genetic predisposition that one can have for kidney disease.
Now, what are some of the symptoms that people might experience?
So many of these symptoms are very subtle. So kidney disease is a subtle disease, and its symptoms are also subtle. Some of them, as the kidney disease advances, become very obvious. But one of the most important is that you feel tired as the kidney disease advances. You yeah. have less energy. You cannot concentrate. And that is partly because as the kidney function decreases, you build up a lot of toxins and impurities in the blood. You feel weak, you feel tired, and added on that is the fact that as your kidney disease advances, you become anemic because you lack the hormone that makes RBCs, and that adds to your weakness and fatigue. You can also have trouble sleeping. Kidneys, when they don't filter these toxins, it becomes more difficult to sleep. There's a link between obesity and kidney disease. Many of these patients also have sleep apnea, and that contributes to the problem in sleeping. Actually, many dialysis patients who are on dialysis sleep very well on dialysis. Then another thing that people have is a dry and itchy skin. The kidneys remove waste products and fluids from the body, and some of those minerals, and like phosphorus and uremic toxins that build up, lead to itching of the skin and dryness of the skin. And this is one of the important symptoms that people have. In more medical term, we call it pruritus, but it's itching. Mm-hmm. Many people also urinate more often at nighttime, and this can be a sign of kidney disease. It can also be a sign of other things other than kidneys, like prostate gland, urinary tract infection, heart problems, but all of them add actually to make the kidneys worse, and therefore urinating excessively more frequently at nighttime is one of the symptoms. You can also see blood in the urine. So we have these each kidney has about 1 million filters. And these filters keep the red blood cells within the body. But when these filters are damaged by diseases like diabetes or hypertension, the RBCs, the red blood cells, they leak into urine. Sometimes we can see them grossly if there's a lot of blood in the urine, or we can see them under microscope. And more than that, those RBCs can also indicate an infection. They can indicate a stone. They can indicate a tumor of the kidney. So it's important to watch for blood in the urine. Then urine can also become foamy, and that indicates that you are leaking proteins in the urine. So those filters become leaky, those 1 million filters which we have in each kidney, those filters become leaky, and they leak albumin. And that foaminess you have in the urine that won't go away is a sign that you are leaking proteins. The foam may look like scrambling eggs. As a common protein found in the urine, albumin is the same that you find in eggs. So you can also have a puffiness around your eyes. Protein in the urine, as we said, is an early sign. And as protein leaks into the urine, you have less protein in the blood, and the fluid can't be kept in the blood vessels, and it goes into these spaces. And that is one reason why you may have puffiness around your eyes. You can also retain fluid and salt, and that can lead to swelling of your ankles or swelling of your feet. And that is an indication that something is wrong with the kidneys, although you can also have swelling with other diseases such as heart disease, liver disease, and chronic leg vein problems. But the swelling of leg is a sign that something may be wrong with your kidneys. Then many people develop poor appetite. They don't want to eat. They are nauseated. And that lack of appetite ultimately leads to malnutrition. And that is one sign where you lose appetite. Then your muscles can cramp. And there can be pain in your muscles or cramping of the muscles because the body is not able to regulate some of the electrolytes in the body, such as calcium, phosphorus, and other components. And that can lead to muscle cramping. So those are some of the symptoms that you can have.
Thank you, Dr. Malik. And if you're just tuning in with us, we are talking about how March is National Kidney Month. 1 in 3 adults in America, or 33%, are at risk for kidney disease. And you may not even know that you have this going on in your body. That was Dr. Malik, who is the medical advisor and vice chair on the board of directors for the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin. I'm also joined with Mike Crowley, the CEO for the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin. This really hits close to home personally for me. I'm a living kidney donor. I donate on behalf of my mother-in-law. And when you talk about these symptoms that Americans may have and not even realize that they have kidney disease, I think about my mother-in-law who went in for her yearly kidney checkup since she was born with poor functioning kidneys and didn't realize that she was in stage 4 kidney failure, because some of these symptoms, trouble sleeping, tired, swollen ankles and feet, she just gotten used to that with her daily life. She didn't think that it was anything abnormal, which is why it's great that she was proactive and got into the hospital to get herself looked at, because today we're talking about prevention and strategy. So my next question is, how can someone work to protect their kidney health?
So we have to look at some of the chronic conditions and some of the social issues that can help with us. So diabetes is number one cause of kidney failure in this country. So controlling diabetes, keeping your hemoglobin A1C less than 7 is one of the most important factors that can help in protecting the kidneys of a diabetic patient. Mm-hmm. Similarly, controlling high blood pressure is important, because high blood pressure leads to pressure on these filters and can damage these filters. Controlling your cholesterol and lipids is important. And then I think that if we look at more general things like obesity, controlling your BMI, having more regular physical activity, getting enough sleep, and then something which we talk about and which is very important is stop smoking. Smoking damages blood vessels, and we know more of smoking with cancer and with heart disease. But kidney also has a lot of blood vessels, and smoking can damage those blood vessels. And if you continue to smoke, these kidneys can get damaged. In addition, I think that one of the more important things, because kidney disease is such a silent disease, is to have a regular checkup with your doctor, have the blood work done so that you can monitor that you're not surprised 10 years later that, oh, you never had a blood test done, and now all of a sudden you are in CKD stage 4. So then you have all these medicines that can help in protecting the kidneys. They are there. But if you don't know, or if you don't go to your physician, or if you're not getting that checked regularly, you can't get that help. So it's important that if you have these conditions or otherwise, you should get a regular checkup.
Yeah, you're exactly right, doctor. Be proactive. Talk with your doctor and take care of yourself, from getting enough sleep. Don't smoke, limit alcohol intake, eat healthy, be active. Now, is there a greater risk of developing kidney disease if you have experienced COVID-19?
There's a lot of data out there, and research has shown that maybe up to 50% of the patients that were hospitalized with COVID-19 got it into acute kidney injury. And from my own personal experience, I saw a lot of these patients who came in with reasonable kidney function and they got COVID-19, and gradually over 1 week, you know, they developed kidney failure and had to go on dialysis, or what we call a slow dialysis, because they were very unstable in ICU. Now, some of them have having chronic effects, and I think the jury is out there as to far the COVID-19 would have damaged the kidneys. But We have seen kidney failure happening within hours, within days, and within weeks of COVID-19. And it can be deadly.
Yeah, which is why it's important to control what you can control in this case, which, like we mentioned earlier, taking care of yourself, talking with your doctor, you know, controlling your BMI, eating well, getting sleep, and just having a healthy, active lifestyle. Thank you so much for that information. Again, that's Dr. Malik, who is the medical advisor and vice chair of the board of directors for the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin. March is National Kidney Month. Are you the 33%? Are you at risk for kidney disease? And maybe you're not even aware of it. Now, Mike Crowley's also on with us today for this public affairs conversation. He is the CEO for the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin, someone who's become a close friend of mine, I feel like, after my kidney donation last year. Mike, thank you for being on with us today. I want to turn it to you in regards to the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin. Can you tell us what the NKFW does here in our state?
Yes, thank you, Elizabeth. Thanks for, again, having Dr. Malik and I on the Public Affairs Show. The National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin, we offer hope. We help create change and we transform care for individuals and families who face or live with the diagnosis of chronic kidney disease. Back in 1968, we were founded by patients and family members and medical professionals and formed the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin. And since then, we've been committed to helping people and their families every day. We create public awareness about kidney health, as we're doing today and throughout the month, National Kidney Month, and how to prevent or slow the progression of chronic kidney disease. It can be pretty scary and stressful when you're diagnosed with a disease such as chronic kidney disease. We educate to make an impact on public health issues like diabetes, obesity, and food insecurity. We offer connections to reliable source resources and compassionate support through our patient and caregiver helpline. We support innovation and advancing treatment breakthroughs and best practices through research. And we advocate to policymakers locally, statewide, and nationally at our federal level to improve access to dialysis treatment options and increase the number of living donors of kidneys and also all solid organs to be available for transplantation.
Which is something that I'm very passionate about, too. So thank you for doing that. I know that you guys are working on so many fronts to help people that are dealing with chronic kidney disease, but also showing your support for living kidney donors like myself. So thank you for all the work that you're doing. And how can people become involved in your efforts or support you and all what NKFW does?
Well, as you know, the world has been shaken by COVID-19 and the pandemic. Nonprofits have been affected tremendously. But through donating directly to us, going to our website, making a donation to help us with our programs, patient services, and education, that's really important. We are funded entirely by donations in our events. Becoming involved in one of our events, we hope to get our Spotlight on Life Gala back live again early next year. We also have a symposium for educators and dietitians and doctors. And then we have an event in the summertime called our Cool Beans Adventure, volunteering to help us expand our mission throughout the state. Sign up to be an advocate on our website for kidney work. And then we are really looking for volunteer partners to help us make an impact across the state. So during National Kidney Month, the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin invites you to assess your risk this month by answering a few short questions. And how you do that is go to minuteforyourkidneys.org. That's minuteforyourkidneys.org. And you can take a quick self-assessment and determine your risk if you are one of those 33% that could have chronic kidney disease. A minute could save your life. And then lastly, there's a lot of information out there. The easy website for you to remember is go to kidneywi.org for more information. You can contact us here at our office in West Allis, Wisconsin, and that's where you can find more information.
Fantastic. KidneyWI.org or MinuteForYourKidneys.org. Like you said, Mike, this minute could save your life. Are you at risk for kidney disease? It is National Kidney Month. I want to thank our guests today on this public affairs show, Dr. Malik and Mike Crowley with the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin. Thank you for being on with me. This is very important to my family as a living kidney donor, my mother-in-law who's a recipient. Keep up the great work that you're doing, and hopefully this conversation can answer some questions and save some lives. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And thank you, Elizabeth, for your donation.
Oh, my honor. I would do it again if I could, but I only have one kidney now.
Yeah, I know. And thank you. Thank you so much, okay?
Thank you both. Have a great day.